This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking to our hometown hope for the month of November, and that's with the Lenawee Humane Society. And so happy to have on the program with me Marcy Cornell, the executive director. Marcy, so good to have you with us.
Dale, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
And, you know, to be able to tell so much about the Lenawee Humane Society. And also we have Sasha Wilkerson, the Director of Communications and Marketing. And Sasha, as always, it's good to have you back.
Always glad to be here, Dale. Thanks.
And congratulations on getting the Hometown Hope for the month of November.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a great thing that WLEN does for the community, and we really appreciate it.
Well, first off, let's just explain about the fact that the Lenawee Humane Society is its objective and mission, Marcy.
To save the lives of animals and enrich the lives of humans. Our goal is to let people know that we're grateful for them, for what they do for our community by taking dogs, helping dogs, cats, and for helping us. And mm-hmm. in turn, we help them find their new best friend.
That's right. And the thing is that we can't say enough times that the fact that the Lenawee Humane Society doesn't get any outside government funding or anything of that nature. It's all local donations pretty much, right, Sasha?
That's right. So a lot of people think that their tax dollars come to our organization, but we are a nonprofit. We survive solely off of your donations, your support, and our fundraisers.
Yeah, definitely. And you've had, you know, some really nice fundraisers that just happened not just recently, too.
We sure have. Our community has showed up and really, really supported us. And so, like Marcy said, we could not be more grateful for our community helping us do what we do.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about something that will be coming up here relatively soon, and that's Giving Tuesday, Marcy. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, Giving Tuesday is always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So this year it'll be December 2nd. And it's the day where most people give to their favorite nonprofit and help the nonprofit meet their mission, whatever mm-hmm. their mission is. And so instead of, you know, everybody eats turkey on Thursday, and instead of going shopping on Friday or online on Saturday, hopefully they're doing local on Saturday.
Yes.
On Tuesday, they give the money that they've saved to their favorite community
Absolutely.
Organization. Yeah.
And, you know, and hopefully to the Lenawee Humane Society.
Hopefully so.
Yeah.
We try to give them something back. We always like to give back to our community that gives to us too. And so typically what we do is a fun little picture contest. People Yes. upload their picture to our website, and then we have artists who draw. And I use that word artists very lightly, because is that artist a five-year-old with crayons, or is it really an artist, you know, that you could frame and hang? Although I think I would hang the one with crayon also.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, it's our Silly Pet Portrait Contest, and we've done it the past couple of years. It's always a big hit. And even if you don't participate, just following that Facebook post and seeing all of the silly creations, it's so entertaining. So that is going to happen December 2nd. We'll be running that all day long.
Okay, yeah. So be making sure that's on your calendar, and make sure to either to give or to be able to watch out for those drawings. So those artistic drawings, right?
Correct.
That's
correct.
Right. And also, if you are an artist at any level and you'd love to participate, contact us.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. You know, the thing is that with Giving Tuesday, it means so much to not only other nonprofits, but also to the Lenawee Humane Society, because of the fact, like Sasha, you mentioned about the fact that you mainly survive on the local donations that you do receive because of the many services that you do offer, Marcy.
Yes. And people think that all we do are dogs and cats. But our mission, the part about saving the lives of animals, is not the only part of our mission. We also enrich the lives of humans, and that means a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes humans are struggling to make ends meet, so we have a pet food bank and other services for people who need them. Our concentration isn't just on the animal, but also on the people who love and need the animals, or love but also need to give up their animal for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So we focus on both the people and the animals.
Yeah. And, you know, and it makes a lot of sense, too, because of the fact that, you know, there's been so many studies that have been done that shows that having that connection with an animal does a lot for your mental health.
Absolutely. One of the things you may or may not know, Dale, is that we take in animals for people who are homeless temporarily or people who are in domestic violence shelter that wouldn't otherwise leave the situation because there's nowhere for their dog to go.
Sure.
Most shelters don't allow animals. So we're the shelter that takes the animal while they go to the shelter that's going to help them with their other needs. And it's a really good collaboration between organizations.
Yeah, and I think that's such a great thing. And like you said, Marcy, I don't think a lot of people realize that and how much of a service that you are providing for those people.
Yeah, you're losing something in your life, whether it's your home, your family that you thought, or the future that you thought you were going to have. Your dog or your cat is just one more thing to make you go right over the edge.
Yeah.
It's hard enough going through the situation, knowing that someone's going to take care of your loved one. And many times they think of them as their family, right?
Well, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, they are part of the family, you know, and then when you lose something like that, that is a big upheaval in your life. And it really does. But knowing that they are being taken care of at the Illinois Humane Society.
Yep. But we're only able to do that because of donations,
right? Yeah,
and that's why Giving Tuesday is so important.
Yes, yeah. And that's why, you know, that that shows how important the Illinois Humane Society is for us.
That's right. Dale, so about, I would say over a decade ago, we realized that no longer could we just, you know, put a Band-Aid on things and just, you know, take in animals because people couldn't, you know, have them for all of these various reasons that Marcy listed. So we decided to take a step back and say, okay, instead of Band-Aids, how can we really get to the root of the problem and help these animals stay with their people where they belong?
Yeah.
And so the difference that has been made in the past decade, I think, has been incredible. And again, it's all because of our community. So we are there for each other, and seeing our community come together and literally save lives, both animals and humans, is so inspiring. So I hope that inspires all of you to continue supporting that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the other side of this, too, is those who would like to be able to maybe have a pet for this little bit of time that they can be foster adoption for the pets, right, Marcy?
Well, we used to do foster. Now we only do foster for immediate needs like bottle baby kittens or maybe a dog recovering from heartworm. And the reason for that is because the liability is too high. We haven't had incidences, and it was a wonderful program. We loved it. The community loved it, and we want to continue doing it. But our insurance company says you want to do it, it's going to cost you way more than you can afford to pay.
Yeah.
And a lot of shelters are closing down because they can't afford their insurance rates.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to pick our battle.
Yeah.
And we're too critical to this community to shut our doors. So we just stop with the foster and, you know, decide which ones really absolutely need it.
Yeah.
But what we do instead, Dale, we do still provide dating services. So while people can't temporarily, you know, foster to adopt at home, what they can do is come in, you know, a few sessions at a time to really get to know a certain pet, date them before marriage, and then, you know, you can sign that contract and take them home.
There you go.
Sign up to volunteer and walk them on a regular basis and get to know them that way and decide which one you want to take home.
And that's another way to be able to help out is by volunteering at the Illinois Humane Society, right, Marcy?
Absolutely. Our volunteers are worth more than their weight in gold. That's why I love the fact that we got November so that we can share here on the air how grateful we are and how thankful. Remind people what we should be doing every day, and that's being thankful for all the things that we do have.
Got a couple of other programs maybe you'd like to mention that to remind people about what you do at the Humane Society, Sasha?
Yeah, so we offer all kinds of services. We have a huge lost and found network. If you have lost a pet, found a pet, you can work with us to help network them to find their owners so they don't even have to come to the shelter. We have that pet food bank. If you're currently struggling to feed your pet, we would never want you to have to choose between feeding yourself and your pet.
Yeah.
So come in and see us. We have our volunteer program, which is huge, not only for us, but for those of you who are maybe looking for a purpose. We have all kinds of different options. And then, of course, we've got a Reina Day program for people who are maybe struggling to financially care for their pet. So lots of programs.
In addition to all that, we have our Hope Clinic, which does low-cost spay and neuter and vaccines. And that's really helpful to the community because not everyone can afford to spay their animals or neuter their animals. And if they don't, then you know what happens. We got overpopulation of unwanted animals. Our goal is to keep those pets in their home and to prevent them from reproducing unwanted animals.
Yeah, yeah.
And our Hope Clinic helps with that.
You know, and the thing is, I think a lot of people just don't realize everything that the Lenoir Humane Society does offer. And this is a good way to be able to remind people how important those services are and the programs that you do provide. And let's keep the Lenoir Humane Society going strong with your donations, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, the one thing we want to touch on is about the fact that being November as well, we're hitting towards the end of the year. And let's talk about year-end donations here.
That's right. So a lot of you are probably wrapping up things and want to make sure that you are supporting an organization of your choice before the year ends. Please, please make sure you think of Lenoir Humane Society because, again, you're not just helping animals. You are helping the people in our community. The stronger our community is, the better for everybody.
Yeah, that's for sure. And so make sure you make that part of your year-end donations that you want to make, right, Marcy?
Absolutely. Whether it's your year-end giving that you want to do or whether you're thinking of Thanksgiving, who you're thankful for, Christmas, who you want to give gifts to, don't forget our furry friends and the organization that helps you take care of them.
All right. And if they would like to volunteer or make those donations, what's the best way to do that, Sasha?
So I tell everybody, if you can, go to our website, lenhumanesoc.org. All of the information is there. But if you're not internet savvy, just come see us at 705 West Beecher Street. We'd love to have you.
Okay. And if I may, can we talk a little bit about the future a little bit for the Humane
Absolutely.
Society? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We're working hard to get all of the ducks in a row by the end of the year so that the shovel can actually go in the ground in March. That is the goal. It seems to be a good reality. Just like every construction project or everything that you want to do, you always want it to happen sooner than it's going to.
Sure.
But the one thing we've learned at the Humane Society is that things happen when and how they're supposed to. And if you just stick with the process, the end results are usually pretty good.
Yeah. Can't wait for that, too. That is going to be
Same.
Such a great, great location for you and be able to do so much at that new location, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great service for the people. And, you know, with the walking paths that ProMedica already has and
yes.
people already utilize, they're still going to be able to utilize those, not behind our building because for liability reasons, but there will still be a path that goes all the way around ProMedica's property for the community. And people can come and walk a shelter dog if they want.
Yeah, yeah. What a great idea. What a great idea. And like I said, I can't wait for that new location and for the construction to begin for you out there, too.
Absolutely.
Wanda, thank you so much for being on the program. And once again, congratulations for being the Hometown Hope organization for the month of November.
Can I just say one thing, though?
Sure.
If anyone wants to know more about the Capital Campaign, the new building, or wants to be a part of this amazing transformation of Lenoir Humane Society to the new building, they can just reach out to us at lenhumanesoc.org on our website to find out all the things that are going on, or they can call our shelter, or they can call me directly, 734-652-0126, or at our shelter,
517-263-3463.
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks so much. And I really appreciate all the work that you do and provide there at the Lanaway Humane Society. And keep up the great work that you're doing.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you.
My guest has been the Executive Director of the Lanaway Humane Society, Marcy Cornell, as well as Sasha Wilkerson, the Director of Community Communications and Managed Marketing. Almost really messed that up for you, Sasha. Sorry about that. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.